Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Sammy Murtha, Lumen Christi missionary for the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God has been doing in her life.
Today, I would like to share about an opportunity that I got to do this last weekend. So this last weekend, I got to go on a retreat with the Sisters of Pro Ecclesia Sancta in Bloomington, Minnesota. And as a Lumen Christi missionary, I got the opportunity to take, go with Father Kapperman and some volunteers and, my other female missionary and take a group of Roncalli girls to go out to this retreat. And it was really exciting, and we all loaded up in our vehicles on Friday morning and we drove out and we had a wide variety of girls who were coming with us, you know, some of them who had been, you know, living in lives of prayer or were looking towards religious life, and other ones who, students who weren't even Catholic, who just desired to be exposed and see religious life. Some who were just experiencing things for the first time, but had an openness. So it was just like a really beautiful group of women and seeing where they're entering in at. And as the course of the weekend went on, the thing that I was just so deeply struck by was these sisters, right? We're living in the life of religious women. We're waking up at, you know, praying a holy hour at 7 a.m. You know, we have these students who are coming from all over wherever they're at, praying a holy hour, praying the liturgy of the hours, entering into the life of the sisters, eating meals with them, and all of these things, and right, a pretty intense life of holiness, inviting us to enter into their silence, grand silence at the end of the night, you know, not really necessarily like taking it easy on us. And throughout the retreat, then the sisters are telling, giving talks on the charisms and the spirituality of the sisters, and they're talking about prayer, and they're talking about growing a relationship with God. And it was just a very simple setup, but I was just so drawn to the sisters in the way that they lived in joy with all of the young women who came on this retreat. Sometimes, like, I can kind of struggle to share, like, a deeper spiritual love in my heart, especially when it comes to, like, the depth of religious life or things like that. Like, those deeper things of the faith, those beautiful joys, sometimes it can be hard to share them just with anyone, really, in regular conversation, because it seems like, oh, like, this is too much, or this is too, you know, too intense, or I don't know, like the average person wouldn't understand the joys of going to do something like this. That is just very convicted that these women lived with the love of God, and they knew it authentically, and they wore it right in front of them. And I watched these girls that I walked with to high school every single day, and here I'm ministering to them as a missionary, and I'm trying to, you know, share the goodness of God with them. And I'm watching these religious women just simply live the joy of God in front of these women, and I watch it tangibly affect their lives. I watch these girls be filled with joy. I watch these profound experiences and consolations take place in adoration. I watch this openness that starts to begin, to the point where towards the end of the retreat, you know, the girls were looking for ways that they could pray together when they got back to school, and ways that they could, you know, continue to have adoration, and ways that they could continue to pray Liturgy of the Hours, and all these desires that they had seen coming from these women who maybe didn't even have a desire to necessarily have a daily prayer life before they came, or necessarily a strong relationship with God. But I saw it in the way that the women simply lived out this love of God, and they shared it with those in front of them, and they weren't afraid of the goodness of what the gospel is. They weren't afraid of what, you know, and we can argue maybe like, oh, it's easier, you know, if you're a religious sister and you got a habit on, like, clearly, like, you're sharing the goodness of Christ. But it really just causes me to consider, and like my challenge to you today is, like, consider the way that you can like naturally just live in the joy of Christ and share that with others. That everything truly is happening with him every single day. And he's a part of everything. And he affects our heart. And we go to prayer and we have these moments that are joyful and we have these moments that are good. And we love those around us and we watch them and see them encounter. And that although it is something that we hold in our inner room, it's not something that's just intended to be, you know, a one-on-one between me and God. It's something that's intended to be shared and given. And to really sit with the Lord, you know, not to be annoying and like, just like, you know, blurt things out to people and, you know, maybe never stop talking away, but to really listen to people and to listen to the way that God wants you to share of him to those around you. And even like the simplest of ways of what that looks like today, but that the way that we can live and love God is very, very simple. And he's calling to each of us today to live out this mission for him. And it doesn't matter if we are a lay person, a religious person, a mom, a dad, a child, a student, we all can live out this call as a family to serve our Lord. Let's pray. Lord, I ask you to give us the grace to be at peace with you, to be able to listen to you. Grant us the courage, the boldness to share of your love, of your message of goodness. Help us to love you with our whole lives, Lord. Amen.
Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.